Welcome to this IFS Protector Meditation. My name is Dr. Christine Brailer. I'm a clinical psychologist, IFS level 2 therapist, and an expert self-compassion teacher. This exercise is designed to help you to get to know a protector part from a place of openness and compassion. And ideally, you would use this exercise to deepen any parts work that you're already doing with your therapist, or to deepen any parts work you have done in the context of a group training program such as Mindful Self-Compassion. IFS parts work is ideally done in a one-to-one setting, so please use this exercise at your own discretion. Feel free to pause the recording should you want to linger at a particular step. And of course, stop with the exercise should you find it distressing, and please take care of yourself in a very practical way. So to get started, I invite you to find a very comfortable posture, either sitting or lying down. Then close your eyes or allow your gaze to land on something in front of you so that you can focus inwards. And then take a few nice and deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to relax and to arrive more fully in your body right here, right now. And if you like, place a hand on your heart or on your belly, or on any other part of your body that feels soothing. And feel the tenderness of the touch on your body and in your body. Let yourself be gently rocked by the rhythm of your breathing. Allow yourself to receive the unconditional support of Mother Earth beneath you. Feel how she gently holds up your body and invites you to relax into her, exactly as you are, fully human. And then gently connect with the intention in your heart that you want to get to know this protector part as best as you can today from a place of openness. And if you can, let go of any agenda that you might have to change it. Allow yourself to be curious and open. If you have an ideal compassionate being or beings, feel free to invite them to gather around you to help you to step into your compassionate and wise self, and to return there if you ever lose your connection. Take some time to feel their loving presence and support around you. feeling that you're never alone. Now think of a situation in which that particular protector part shows up. Maybe it's a striving part, a critical part, or a part that blocks your heart energy, or that squashes your feelings, or otherwise cuts you off from being your wise, compassionate self. When you're ready, invite the part to show up as sensations without overwhelming you. Where do you feel it? In, on, or around your body? Gently scan your body. Without overthinking, let your attention land intuitively on a location. Then invite the part to become visible. What does it look like? What form does it take? How small or big is it? You might get a mental image or simply a sense of the part. If you find the part too intense, ask it not to overwhelm you and simply step back so that you can see it more clearly. How do you feel toward it? It is perfectly normal to have parts that are afraid of the protector part, or angry with it for making you feel bad, or parts that feel powerless. If you notice any such parts coming up right now, let them know that you understand how they feel and invite them to relax on the sidelines for now so that you can get to know the protector part only for the upcoming 10-15 minutes. As soon as you feel open towards the protector part, let it know that you want to get to know it better and see how it responds. Does it see you? If it doesn't see you, maybe invite it to look you in the eyes so it notices that you're here. Ask it, what job does it do for you? Let it show you or tell you. And calmly witness whatever the part shows you or tells you about itself, without wanting to change anything, simply acknowledging. Ask it how long it has been doing this job. Let it show you or tell you. When did it start protecting you in this way? Maybe it's showing you a time in your life when it protected you. Or maybe it was there from birth and you inherited it. Let it show you or tell you and simply acknowledge what you learn about the part. If you can see how it has protected you in the past, offer it some genuine appreciation and see how it responds. Ask it. How is it going with that job of yours? Do you like it? Then ask it what it would be concerned would happen to you if it stopped doing its job. Let it show you or tell you what it would be afraid of happening to you. As it is sharing its fears, let it know that you really get its fears, sending it some genuine understanding and see how it responds. Then ask it how old it thinks you are. If it thinks that you're younger than you actually are, or if it doesn't know how old you are, let it know how old you are and see how it responds. Take some time to show it around your current adult life and see how it responds to this new information. Then take some time to show the protector part your wise, compassionate self. And if you have your wise, compassionate being or beings, and see how it responds to your loving presence. Now that the protector part knows that it is no longer alone in protecting you, ask it what it might rather do for you now. Let it show you or tell you. To conclude, let it know that you appreciate it, getting to know it, and thank it for showing up. And thank your compassionate, wise self and beings that allowed you to stay open. If you have been open to the part throughout and it has no fears and continues to be rigid and possibly mean to you, then ask it to leave your system and to step into a healing light outside of your system. If this applies to you, then take some time to really fill this empty space inside of your system with your own self energy. In form of loving light, and simply be in it. If you had asked any other parts to step back earlier, then see how they're doing right now. Thank them for giving you the space to get to know that protector. And if you're noticing a more vulnerable part showing up right now that needs your loving attention, then let it know that you see it. Now that the protector part has relaxed, it feels safe enough to show itself to you. Whenever you feel up for it, you can use my guidance for unburdening an exiled part with compassion. Or seek an IFS therapist to get further skillful support on this journey. Thank you for listening.